What is going on, Badger fans? Let's talk about the staff as another hire was made. The defensive side is now complete. This one was kind of out of left field. Let's talk about kind of the pros and cons there and also get into last year's transfer portal. Let's talk a little bit about, let's grade it, how to do. All that and more on today's Locked On Badgers. Let's go.
You are Locked On Badgers, your daily podcast on the Wisconsin Badgers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is going on, Badger fans? Welcome to Locked On Badgers, your team every single day. I'm your host, Ryan Herrings, as always. Really do appreciate everybody tuning in. If you're listening on a podcast, awesome. If you're watching on YouTube, awesome. Thank you all so much for the support as we continue to grow this show. Really, really do appreciate y'all. All right, let's talk Badger staff because it's nearly complete, right? We're missing a running backs coach. I kind of have a weird feeling it's somebody maybe on an NFL. I don't know. I don't want to say NFL staff. Playoffs are still going on. It's possible they're looking for somebody there. Obviously, they were kind of waiting for the end of the year for Greg Scruggs to come from the Jets staff to coach defensive line. So I wonder where that running backs coach is. There have been very few rumblings about that. But the Badgers do complete their defensive side. They hire an outside linebackers coach. It is Matt Mitchell, the former head coach of Division II Grand Valley State, the Lakers. He was, let's start with, this is kind of left field. He did have a connection to Coach Tressel, the defensive coordinator. But let's start with, this guy was a dominant Division II coach in the state of Michigan. Okay, just dominant. 117 and 31 in 13 seasons. He does have a defensive background, which kind of explains coming in as an outside linebackers coach. He's also coming in as a special teams coordinator. I'm going to get to that in a second. I think that's maybe the best part of this hire. I love that you're bringing in somebody. Well, so let me actually go back a little bit more. So let's talk a little bit more about Matt Mitchell. Played defensive line in college at a lower level college. Coached linebackers at Grand Valley State. He was on that staff for 19 years. So a guy who's been there for almost two decades. I think it's interesting that you're getting a guy that's had to really kind of claw and scratch at that level to get the talent, and you're getting him out of Michigan, right? So one of the first things you think about is kind of continuing that Michigan pipeline that Wisconsin had rolling a couple years ago. Definitely something. Now you have a guy, this guy has been there for 20 years. He's going to know those Michigan high schools really well. He's going to know high school coaches in that area really well. He's going to have connections and relationships. It's certainly possible that one of the bigger benefits of this hire is going to be opening up Michigan to more recruiting for Wisconsin. And this guy's going to be a key player in that potentially. So obviously Coach Tressel has experience in Michigan as well. So perhaps Michigan, Ohio, you know, those are big time states for us going forward. I think that part's really interesting. I don't know anything about his recruiting chops though, right? Just because you're from a place doesn't mean you're a great recruiter. We'll have to see on that one. That one to me is kind of a wait and see, but I like the locality of it. I like the potential upside as a key recruiting figure in the state of Michigan. I love another thing that I really like about this hire is I mentioned it, the special teams aspect of this. He's coming in as special teams coordinator. To me, special teams has let Wisconsin down for a couple of years now in general. There's always been a bright spot here or there, but overall, it's felt like that unit has been below par. And now you're bringing in a head coach, you know, a guy who's going to understand bigger picture. He's going to understand the importance of special teams. He's going to understand having to get a lot of things in order. And he's going to really be able to focus on that spot. I think you could see a big time improvement there with just a guy like this coming in and bringing that level of experience, that level of detail, and just that winning culture. Like, the guy's a winner. He's had two undefeated seasons. Again, 117 and 31. I really like that you're bringing in another coach that has a big picture experience, a big picture outlook that can really help Wisconsin in a couple different areas. He's not just going to be an outside linebackers coach. I think he can help in recruiting. I think he can help in special teams. And I think he just raises the overall football IQ of the coaching room because you're bringing in a guy who's been a head coach and has done a lot of things. Now, the only aspect of it that I would have loved, and this is something the previous staff did as well. They kind of hired guys that were maybe better coaches than positional coaches in general, right? Like bringing in an Al Johnson to coach running backs. I don't think this is analogous to that. I don't think it's the same thing, but it does feel a little bit like he doesn't have a lot of outside linebacker experience that you can point to and sell to a recruit. That would be my only concern with this hire. You know, he's not a guy like Bobby April who, you know, was coaching outside linebackers in the NFL and could come in and right away point to, you know, I'm an outside linebackers coach. This is my trade. I think Matt Mitchell's going to have to – he's going to have to build that reputation as an outside linebackers coach to continue recruiting that spot really well. I don't know. That's my only concern. Overall, I really like it. And part of that is just I have a comfort factor with what Luke Fickell has done so far, right? It's easy to buy into his vision and kind of just trust him at this point. It is going to be a little wait and see. This hire is a little out of left field, but he brings a wealth of experience. Like I said, I think there's a recruiting connection here in Michigan that could end up paying big dividends. I like that he continues to raise the overall football IQ and acumen of the staff. I think that's a big deal. I love the putting this kind of CEO type in charge of special teams. You know, he's, as a former head coach, he's won a bunch of games. He's absolutely going to understand the importance of that unit. And I love that we're able to devote like someone like him to that. So all of this makes a lot of sense to me. And again, I'd be lying to you if I told you I knew anything specific about Mark. I do have somebody from Grand Valley, that area, hopefully coming on the show. I've reached out to, so we'll get some more in-depth knowledge of that hire, hopefully coming onto the show. But I don't know anything about him. I'm not going to blow smoke. I like the overall resume. I like the potential recruiting in, and I'm also at a point where I trust that Luke Fickell has a vision and knows what he's doing here. So I feel good about it. Now let's talk about the staff as a whole, because I think this is really interesting. And I talked before about how talent attracts talent, like quarterbacks attract receivers. But I also talked about how Luke Fickell is going to attract talent. Like Phil Longo's not here without Luke Fickell, right? And now you look at this staff, you know, Mark Mitchell is a former head coach. He's coming in to coach outside linebackers and special teams. You know, Haynes, the cornerback coach, was a co-defensive coordinator at Minnesota. He's coming in just to coach cornerbacks. Gino was an offensive coordinator, right? He's coming in just to coach tight ends. It's really interesting when you start to see the talent on the staff. You know, Scruggs was a defense line coach, assistant defense line coach in the NFL coming down. So the staff is pretty good. And I think you have to feel really, really good about the talent that Luke Fickell has attracted on the coaching side. Because, again, we talk so much about quarterbacks are going to attract talent. But Luke Fickell is attracting coaching talent too, which I think is really, really impressive. Excited to see who they finish up with at the running back spot. That's definitely an area where I think they need to get a guy who can recruit at a really high level. And when you look at the pedigree of Wisconsin, some of the running backs coaches they've had, from Thomas Brown, you know, to Gary Brown, even John Settle was an NFL player. I know he didn't have the greatest recruiting chops, but he was a great coach. Thomas Hammock was a big time running back in his day. They should be able to get a star at running back. So I'm very excited about that. All right, coming up, we are going to dive into, we've spent so much energy on this year's recruiting class, right? And the incredible excitement behind it. We're going to dive into last year, take a retroactive look at last year's transfer portal. How did they do? And we're going to throw a grade on that, talk about it a little bit. I do think they found a star in that transfer portal. So we're going to talk about that. But first, today's show is brought to you by our good friends over at LinkedIn. LinkedIn has you basically covered this season and this year with every hiring need that you could possibly have as a small business owner or a hiring manager. You know that the success in 2023 all depends on the team members you surround yourself with. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experience to help you achieve your goals. It's something I've used a lot to build my professional network. LinkedIn Jobs helps you quickly attract qualified candidates to your open jobs with targeting tools. Identify the most qualified candidates on LinkedIn Jobs and connect them to you fast and free. So they're screening out all the people who have no business applying for your job. It's going to save them time. It's going to save you time. And at the end of the day, that's maybe one of the best things any of us can get back in our lives is a little bit more time, a little more clarity. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. And here's the important part. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedoncollege. That's linkedin.com/lockedoncollege. Post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. Today's show is also brought to you by our good friends over at BetOnline. BetOnline has you covered this year with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline is our number one place we go to. Live in-game betting, futures betting, it's all there at BetOnline. And if you have a feel on a team, it's a lot of fun. Do it responsibly, but feel free to go out, project into the future. Who do you think is going to win the World Series next year, the NBA Finals this year? Put a few dollars on it. It's a lot of fun. BetOnline also has you covered with sports podcasts, news, live casino games. It's all there at BetOnline. Grab your mobile device, head to the website today, BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, I want to appreciate everybody again tuning into the show. Really do appreciate y'all. Let's take a look back. Let's wind the wheels of time backwards a little bit and talk about last year's transfer portal. We've been so into what's been going on, what Luke Fickell's been doing. I've wanted to go back a little bit and in various shows, look at what happened last year. I still want to do positional grades, reviews. I want to start here, though, because we're so into this transfer portal. Let's talk about last year. So last year's transfer portal, Paul Chryst's last transfer portal ended up being Kamoi Latu, Cedric Dort, Keontez Lewis, Jay Shaw, Justin Clark, and Vito Calvaroso. So it's a mix, right? There's some that basically give you nothing. I'm going to start with the good. Kamoi Latu is a star. I mean, maybe not a star like, but he's really good. They absolutely hit a home run with Kamoi Latu. Played in 13 games last year. Tough as nails. 38 solo tackles, 55 total tackles, 2 picks, 5 pass defense. Had 2 sacks as well. Really, really physical, imposing player. Not the best tackler. At times, there's some things there he has to clean up. We know that. But still a young player. Still has eligibility going forward. He's going to be, I think, a big factor in the safety room as long as he's here. I think Luke Fickell's going to enjoy having him. I think he can play a little bit all over the field. I think he's got the speed and the size to play even a little bit of that deep center field. But he's definitely a physical enforcing player who punishes guys coming over the middle, can come up and run defense. Instinctive player as well. He's not a big liability in pass coverage. This one's really good. Really, really good player that they nabbed in transfer portal out of Utah. Major, major kudos there. That's like a B+, A- transfer in Kamoi Latu. Just an absolute steal at a spot that they needed, by the way. He played a ton this year. They needed that depth and that playmaking at safety next to John Torchio and Hunter Waller got hurt. I mean, just remember how thin we were, right? After Hunter Waller got hurt, Blaylock got hurt. Kamoi Latu was a big-time addition at a big-time position of need, which is what you used the transfer portal for, right? To plug those gaps in the hull where water's pouring in. You know, Kamoi Latu did an excellent job at that this year. All right. Then you have Jay Shaw. Now, Jay Shaw came in. I feel like Jay Shaw is interesting, right? Because he came in, he was a second team all Pac-12 last year, 5'11", 6-foot type cornerback. I don't feel like he fully lived up to the expectations that we had put on him as Badger fans, but that's not really his fault either. That's more on us probably. But he also gave you 13, 14 games of really steady, solid cornerback 2 level production. And it's hard to ask for more than that, right? Think about, even though he didn't really live up to our expectations potentially, and other teams did at times pick on Jay Shaw, he was playing because he was better than anyone else right there, right? And he was playing because the coaching staff thought he was better than anyone else at that spot at that moment. So he was still providing a huge amount of depth and quality play at a position that's hard to fill at Wisconsin traditionally. So you got to say that's a successful transfer. When he comes in, you know, he still gives you 2 picks, 8 pass defenses, not a great run defender, but a solid player. He was a solid player and gave you a solid season. So that's a successful transfer. Keontez Lewis came in and really showed flashes, right? And I would argue he was certainly held back by this offensive scheme and quarterback play as much as anyone. But 15-plus yards per catch, 20 receptions, 313 yards, 3 touchdowns. I think he's going to play a big role this year. Another player that kind of fits into the Fickell mode of what he did this year, getting guys with multiple years of eligibility through the portal. So another successful transfer pickup. I mean, not highly, highly impactful last year, but I think that's probably as much to do with the offense as it is anything else. And then you have Justin Clark didn't play a big role. Cedric Dort didn't play a big role. Injuries were in play with both of those players. Vito Calvaroso missed those 2. Man, we were so excited about the Vito, leg howitzer. We were so excited to see this kid come in and hit 58-yard field goals, right? And bomb every kickoff out of the end zone, coming in from Arkansas, the strongest leg in the country, kickoff touchback records. The wheels just fell off there, right? He missed 2 field goals and then was just forever hurt. I don't know. That was a weird one. I mean, that's you got nothing out of Vito outside of a couple missed field goals, unfortunately. And it's a shame he got hurt, but it is what it is. I think that's the totality of that transfer class. I think if you're going to look at it, you probably give it like a C. Let me know in the comments how you would grade that group. Certainly, listen, Latu is a stud. Keontae Lewis, I think, is going to be a really good player, and you got depth in the secondary, but you really didn't address, you really added one impact player last year in the portal, right? You also didn't address quarterback, which was a huge need. So I think I would grade it as a C+. Right. I think that's fair. Let me know in the comments where you would go with last year's transfer class. I think it's fun to look back at it as we're so swept up in the excitement of this year. Like, we brought in 13 players in the portal this year so far. It might not be over. Not all those players are going to hit, right? Some of them will exceed expectations. Some of them, whether it's because of injury, scheme, whatever it is, competition, depth, some of them won't even hit the expectations. So it's always interesting to look back a year and just keep in the back of your mind, as excited as we are, and certainly this transfer class is at a whole nother level. So be excited. You should be. But not all of them are going to hit, right? And some maybe will exceed expectations. So anyway, that's the show today. Just wanted to touch on the coaching staff, which I think is coming together really, really nicely, and then touch on last year's transfer portal class, which even if it wasn't a huge haul, it does give you Kamoi Latu and Keontae Lewis going forward, both of which I think are really good players for the Badgers, for Tressel and Longo, respectively. So anyway, thank you for listening on Wisconsin. We're going to talk again tomorrow, as we always do. Keep covering this thing. We got really good guests coming up. You're not going to want to miss it. On Wisconsin, and let's go.